You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
NFL Power Rankings is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
The season was over. The Super Bowl was glorious. We are all back in our respective homes. Mine is the studio in Los Angeles. Hi, I'm Andrew. Eric at home over there. No, over there. Camera Andrew is in his home in Chicago. But yes, because you asked, and not you, Eric, I mean everyone listening and watching, and because you begged, and because you tweeted at us and wrote us DMs on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok, we are here for a post-Super Bowl edition of the NFL Power Ranking Show presented by Energizer.
A very special episode, right? Yes. Like you said when we were kids, right? That's what they always said for everything. So I'm happy to be here, even if it's a one-off. This is great. We have one last chance to tell the people what the rankings are.
If you're listening to this in your car or maybe working out and listening on podcast version, or maybe if you're sitting at home on the Fast Channel and you're wondering what's wrong with your voice, the answer is I went to Vegas. However, however, this is not Vegas voice. This is I have a sinus infection, boys. Too much information. It's not what you think, okay? Okay. Scan the QR code on the screen, and when you do, it takes you to the front of NFL.com, and you have the power ranking. I know there was a lot of drama as to who would be number one. If you guessed the Chiefs, you're right. Number two, the 49ers. The Ravens and Lions, the two teams that lost in the conference championship games, are 3-4. And then it's kind of a mishmash of playoff teams. The Bills made it to the divisional round. The Cowboys were out in the wild card round. The Texans beat the Browns in the wild card round. They are 7, the Texans, that is, and the Browns are 8. But let's open, Eric, with the team that you opened the season with at number one. Kansas City didn't go wire to wire, but the team that you had in September is the team that hoists the Lombardi Trophy in February.
Yeah, it took a dip in week one, right? They lose to the Lions and immediately had to drop them in the rankings, but they found their way back in classic contender style. I mean, look, I'll be honest that at no point during this season up till about Christmas when the Raiders came in and spoiled the holiday for Kansas City, did I think this was going to be the same kind of team that we'd seen in past Chiefs champions? It just didn't feel like the points were adding up. You know, it didn't feel like the defense was going to be able to continue to carry the load. And yet here they are, incredible road performances to get to the Super Bowl. And then obviously beating the Niners, who spent a long time at number one as well. So an incredible postseason run. Just got to get hot at the right time. And you also have to have Patrick Mahomes and one of the best defenses in the NFL. It's, you know, just two things that every team wants to get right now.
Yeah, and we said it during the season a couple of times that it feels like Mahomes is inevitable. The inevitable, though, took a while to get rolling. They lost those 5 out of 8. The Christmas Day game was, to me, a sign that they were done. I didn't think they would be here. I talked to Patrick Mahomes from Disneyland Monday on NFL Total Access after he and Brittany and the kids flew there from Vegas. And I asked him, was there ever a time in which you really doubted that you would be here. And he said no, but at the same time, he knew there was so much work. And I thought it was also interesting. I asked him point blank, have you ever told Tom Brady, you know, how badly you're gunning for him? You know, you mentioned Brady to Chris Rose on Game Day Final on the field Sunday night. And he didn't say yes, but he did say seven is the goal. It's obviously the goal, is what he said. And as long as he is there, Eric, you're dumb, not you. You, meaning the football world, dumb not to pick him.
Yeah, and that was how I happened to pick the Chiefs in the game itself. I had finally stopped, you know, denying what my eyes were seeing, the best player on the field. Still got to get Chris Jones signed if they can. Still got to get Legarius Sneed. There's some issues there. Love to see him get a little more wide receiver help after what we saw last season. But, yeah, absolutely. You have Mahomes. You have a chance, I think.
Yep, and now they got to figure out Chris Jones, Legarius Sneed. As you said, it's free agency time. And the 49ers have to figure out how to move forward and get over this hump. Again, it's like if Mahomes is there, how do you beat him? Again, Eric, they had the opportunity with a lead in the second half. So they are number two, but I don't know that they have an answer now of how to rework this team or tweak this roster to finish out this game.
That's a great question, right? You're not competing in the same division as Patrick Mahomes, but like you said, he's inevitable, right? You almost have to factor in that one of these great AFC quarterbacks, and Mahomes being the leading candidate right now based on history, is going to get to the Super Bowl. How do you defeat that type of quarterback, whether it's Josh Allen, whether it's Lamar Jackson, whether it's Mahomes, somebody else on that list? That's really, I think, got to be at least part of the offseason focus. I mean, Brock Purdy played pretty darn well, left some points on the field, no doubt. Those field goals are, you know, should have been touchdowns in some cases, or you'd like them to be anyway. But they have McCaffrey. They have all those offensive stars. They have the core of a title contending team. The question is, like you said, what gets them over the top? Is there anything they can do? And they've been aggressive in past off seasons to change that, to alter the little chemistry they have in that locker room to just get over the top.
Wouldn't you argue that the Ravens face a similar challenge as we move down to number three on the power rankings? Baltimore is up four from where they began the season. You had them at seven, they finished at three. But Lamar Jackson now has as many MVPs, Eric, as he has playoff victories at 27.
Yeah, and obviously, I mean, that, you know, they're going to continue to build around Jackson and pin their hopes on him. That's why they signed him last offseason. But, you know, for instance, look at what the Philadelphia Eagles had to face this year. They had Jalen Hurts in a Super Bowl that they should have won a year ago. Had the vast majority of a great team a year ago coming back. Looked strong much of the year. And then everything kind of fell apart. And I worry about that Ravens defense, too, in the sense that I don't know they're going to be able to have everything in place. And also, they're going to have a defensive coordinator in Lewis Orr who's going to be, you know, younger than some of the guys who are lining up on the field for him. So that may not be a huge factor. The Ravens have a core in place, but I agree. There's still that question of, is there a sort of a glass ceiling for this team that's kept them from moving on from that point?
And with all these teams, they have all these questions, especially in the top 10, because they were all good enough to be there, but at the end fell a little bit short, some with higher expectations than others, Baltimore being one of them. Zach Orr, if I could throw in a little
correction, Zach Orr, excuse me, yes,
is the new DC, not to be confused with Syracuse legend Lewis Orr. Yes, the Bowie and Louie show coming to an NFL stadium near you. Number
apologies,
four.
Zach.
Oh, don't apologize. Thanks for putting it, you know, into Syracuse basketball parlance for yours truly here. Number four, the Lions. Again, NFC Championship game. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about Dan Campbell's decision-making. They have a decision now on Jared Goff. I think he has earned that new contract. His number coming into 2024 is about $27 million. He has outperformed that. And if Brad Holmes keeps drafting like he has the last 2 years, who knows? Maybe they're in New Orleans next year.
Yeah, and all those great draft picks they've had are they're going to be in their second, third, fourth year. So you can just see the core of this team kind of growing up. They won't have as many cracks at bat this year in the draft, not as many high picks as they did a year ago. But they do have some cash to spend, and if there is a Goff deal, that may even clear up some space in the short term. So I think they're going to be hyper aggressive in attacking that defense. You know, it's not all the fault, clearly, of blowing the 24-7 lead. There was the fumble. There were other lost plays on offense on fourth downs. But still, the defense put them in a tough spot at times throughout the season, right? So I think that's obviously going to be the focus there. Get Aaron Glenn some more talent. They've got Ben Johnson coming back for another year. Look, I think we're all kind of graduated. You know, we've graduated the Lions to contender status right now. But how will they handle, Andrew, being in the spotlight, being that, you know, they're not the little kids on the block anymore. That's a new challenge, I think, for Dan Campbell and that staff.
And it's also a challenge coming up in Buffalo here. Sean McDermott lives to see another day. This team won a playoff game. It just didn't get by the Ravens in their own building. I'm sorry, the Chiefs, rather, beg your pardon, in their own building. And they, too, are $50 million in the red. There's a Stephon Diggs question. Really, they might have to rebuild the entire defense. And even if you go back, I think, to the end-of-season pressers from McDermott and Brandon Bean, Eric, I sensed a tone of, we're not sure if we're ever going to get Trey White back the way he used to be. I mean, they have big question marks.
Absolutely, right? Matt Milano, arguably their best or most invaluable defensive player coming off a season-ending injury. Those safeties are aging a little bit, too, and you mentioned it. I mean, who do you turn to at wide receiver if Stephon Diggs is not part of your future, right? That whole position, I think, needs a little bit of a investigation. Khalil Shakir, he's got a future. Everybody else, either not under contract or they have some kind of status issue right now. So, yeah, with Allen's cap number going up, it's a lot harder for them to manipulate things the way they have in the past few years. So the window isn't closed, but I think you're right. The way they framed it, or at least the way that we read that, the words from the Buffalo hierarchy there, hard not to think that their odds have shrunk a little bit, even as great as Allen can be in those big moments.
And Brandon Bean spoke at his end of season presser about, obviously, Josh Allen is a drawing card. Free agents want to come to Buffalo to play with Josh Allen, but with his number going up, how much money and how much of a discount are these guys willing to play for as they try to rework that roster? They may have to go younger and cheaper around a high-priced quarterback. Same kind of issue in Dallas. Dak Prescott, final year of guarantee. Let me rephrase that. They are in a massive balloon year on Dak Prescott's contract where they need to do something. The likely answer is redo it, give him another massive deal, and clear up some money. But Jerry Jones said that he wants to go all in. Like, he's not going to nickel and dime free agency. He wants to go all in because he is so desperate to win.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, for many years, they had to kick the can down the road financially a little bit and always, you know, spend this time of year, Adam Prosivka, their cap guy, cleaning things up a lot. And, you know, there's going to be plenty of work to be done if Jerry Jones does have that level of desperation, knowing that Mike McCarthy's in the final year of his deal, knowing, like you said, that Dak is coming on up on a critical season, even though he played terrific for the most part last year. They've got to make a call on him. They've got to decide the future of the quarterback position, the future of the head coaching spot. I'd say there's a lot on the line here. So, yeah, maybe there is a different level of aggression if they can find the money and if they can find the right pieces to move out and supplant with more accountable ones, more dependable versions of those players who have maybe aged or not worth their salaries anymore.
I thought one of the biggest headlines, and Emmett Smith has shared with both of us, I think, over the last year, his frustration. But when our friend McLovin asked Emmett Smith, why is Mike McCarthy still the GM, and the coach, he responded, because coach, I'm not the GM. Okay. Time now for Power Moves here, presented by Energizer. The other team in Texas made a huge move. The Texans finished at 7. Eric, they opened at 31.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you can't – now, maybe I have them a little higher than some people do at number 7, but even if we put them at 10 or 12 or 11 or whatever, that is an incredible one-year jump. Now, if you love C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson coming out, maybe you had better vision of this than I did. I certainly thought Stroud was the best quarterback in last year's draft, but not by the measurable distance that he appeared to show in year one versus Bryce Young or the field, for that matter, of rookie quarterback. So, special quarterback – special defensive talent if he can stay healthy, special head coach in D'Amico Ryans, possibly. I mean, look, obviously it's a feel-good story. He's coming back home to save the franchise. Year one couldn't have gone better. Getting that defense shaped up a little bit better, cleaning up some issues on the offensive line, and they still have a first-round pick from the Deshaun deal. So, look, I mean, it's not as if they're going to be overly punished this offseason or anything. I mean, they're in a great position to keep building what they started this year. Playoff win, just another, you know, sort of launching point into the offseason. And, you know, they could add a running back. May not cost them that much. And somebody who's pretty good, you know, considering their salary. So I'm excited to see what their plans are this offseason, given everything we've seen up to this point in the last year.
They are 7 in your final power rankings, 1 ahead of the team they knocked out of the postseason, the Cleveland Browns, who swept almost every major award. They had 4 awards. I mean, obviously didn't win the MVP, but Schwartz got an award, Myles Garrett got an award, Stefanski got an award, and what's the other one I'm forgetting? Oh, and Joe Flacco,
comeback
player of the year, and he will likely not be coming back to the Browns. He could be, in all certainty, going somewhere else. What do you think about them?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I tried to measure postseason success and regular season success. Obviously, what they did during the regular season, what earned Stefanski Coach of the Year, I suspect, over guys like D'Amico Ryans, is the fact that Deshaun Watson, even when he was healthy, was a question mark. Flacco comes in off his couch in mid-November and somehow leads them to the playoffs. They had a ton of injuries. I mean, a million crazy things happened last season. So I'll be fascinated to see, once they get all their talent back, could this team be even better? Sure. But, you know, again, they have to repeat a tremendous performance on defense again next year. They've got to find more offensive threats, and I think they've got to find a way to get Watson right, whatever that means, right? Is it mental, physical, fitting the scheme to the player? It's a lot of things that they have to ensure this offseason that they're better at quarterback with him.
With Ken Dorsey now as the OC, and we don't yet know, as you pointed out, whether or not he is calling plays. Coming up next, we don't yet know how the new look Eagles will look in 2024 with 2 new coordinators. Where are they in our final power rankings? That's next on the NFL Power Ranking Show presented by Energizer.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more, with a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
It's the NFL Power Ranking Show, everybody, presented by Energizer. But wait, there's more. The Green Bay Packers exceeded Eric's late summer expectations. They finished up 12-9. The Eagles plummeted down 8-10. They were 1-done. In the postseason, Dolphins 11, Rams 12, Bucks 13. Look how much those two teams exceeded expectations of 18-15. Steelers were what we thought they were. The Saints are the best non-playoff team in Eric's eyes. And then the Jaguars here sitting at 16. Let's open to the Green Bay Packers, because I think Jordan Love, when you saw him take off the second half of the year, gives this team so much reason for optimism. They blow out Joe Barry. They bring in Jeff Hafley. There's an interesting college football conversation there as well. But you like Green Bay moving to 2024.
Yeah, I mean, I have to. I think with all the talent on offense, especially wide receiver and tight end, I mean, one of the reasons why I kind of held back on him and hedged this offseason was thinking, how are all these young guys going to mold with a young quarterback who's got, you know, one start and a handful of games under his belt? But it ended up working beautifully. A lot of those guys had built chemistry behind the scenes, and obviously it flourished eventually, even after some tough patches this year. So, assuming they take the next step and Christian Watson stays healthy, because I think he could be their number one, or Jaden Reed possibly. But, you know, they have something really special built if Jeff Hafley can build up that defense, especially that secondary. I think safety and corner, you know, two spots that need to be fixed. And, you know, look, I mean, the division with the Lions improving, the Bears at least taking a big step this year and having a lot of ammunition this offseason. You know, the Vikings, you figure, are going to be closer to the 13-win team than the team that had quarterback issues after Kirk Cousins got hurt. So the competition's raised. You can't assume they're going to take a big step forward, but the Packers look pretty good on paper going into the offseason.
The old financial disclaimer, past performance not necessarily indicative of future gains, to me fits perfectly with the Eagles at 10. I mean, they're down 8 from where you had them at 2 to begin the year, but like I don't know who they are.
Yep. I had trouble putting them, you know, I didn't know where exactly they deserved to be in this rankings. Like you said, if we did a week 12 power ranking, they were up number one, I believe. After that point, you could argue they belonged amongst the Arizona Cardinals of the world. That's a team that beat them, right? So, you know, it really is a fair question to wonder what was the cause of all their problems down the stretch. And is it fixable in the future? You still have Jalen Hurts. You still have Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, and some really good players on defense. But Hassan Reddick's asked for a trade. We don't know where A.J. Brown is headspace-wise. Is he happy with the arrangement there? You know, there's still a lot to figure out. And, oh, by the way, Andrew, second straight season with two new coordinators. That's not typical Eagle continuity that we usually see. Yeah.
Yeah, by my count, and my count may be off, but I checked it a couple of times. If you include the new head coaches everywhere and turnover, include obviously a new DC technically in Buffalo as well, of the 64 offensive and defensive coordinator positions in the NFL, 32 of them will be new in 2024. Two with the Eagles, one with the Rams as well, as Chris Shula takes over for Raheem Morris. You have the Rams at 12. Eric, that's up 18 from week one, where everyone thought they were tanking.
Yeah, if I put you at 30, 31, or 32 in next year's power rankings, there's a good chance you're going up, because I underestimated the Rams and what they could do defensively. I mean, Byron Young, Kobe Turner, two great picks for them. Special teams were a mess, but it didn't really cost them too much. They were able to salvage a 3-6 start and make the playoffs. I mean, this is a success. Great coaching from Sean McVay. You know, Stafford's back for another year and, you know, maybe has some magic with Cooper Kupp and Nacua and all these weapons. But there's still a need, I think, to build up both sides of the ball. And I would say the defense would maybe be the one that they focus on. But my question is, too, do they consider drafting a quarterback early, given Stafford's age and injury history? That's just going to be one of those interesting little debates we have this offseason.
They did it last year with Stetson Bennett. Not early, but they took him, and that didn't work out. Stetson's working through some stuff, and who knows, obviously, who the next man up would be. Finally here in this segment, the Jaguars, who opened at 9, they finish at 16. Another team, Eric, were like, I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't know really even about Trevor Lawrence. Like, they're supposed to be the number one known quantity of this team.
And they got
to
pay him this year.
Yeah, they have to decide.
They don't have to.
They could. This is the opening of the window to sign him to an extension. I wonder if they don't take the Tua Tagovailoa approach with the Dolphins there, where they say, let's just wait. Because if you look at the numbers, and I'm only using him because he was with Doug Peterson, but go check out Carson Wentz's first 3 years. Then look at Trevor Lawrence's numbers.
Oh, boy.
You know, eerily similar in some ways. And I'm just saying the turnovers, and Trevor knows this, have to stop. That killed him down the stretch. That derailed a potentially very good season. So there's a lot of promise here. I just am worried whether they can get that momentum back, especially with, I think, you know, the tech improving Colts, other teams. It's not a joke of a division anymore.
No, it's not. A division is infinitely better right now than we thought it was going to be week number one. Coming up next on the NFL Power Rankings Show, presented by Energizer, the Bears control the draft. Do they control the offseason power rankings? How big of a leap could they make in 2 months? Coming up.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more, with a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
All right, let's get the other teams in here. The NFL Power Rankings Show presented by Energizer. The Colts are up 12. They finish at 17. Bengals down 13. They finish at 18. And then the Seahawks, the Raiders, the Bears, the Vikings, the Broncos, and the Jets. Eric, let's focus on the team at 21, the Chicago Bears. They have two top 10 picks, including number one. If we were to do this after the draft, they might be a lot higher than 21.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, let's see where all the dust settles. But, I mean, I think the feeling I have right now is that Justin Fields is a trade candidate, and they're going to use that number one pick or possibly move down. You never know, right? But one of those high picks on a quarterback in this draft. So whether it's, you know, Williams, whether it's May, whether it's Daniels, I think one of those top three guys ends up in Chicago. And it'll be fascinating to see how quickly they can integrate, how much they can get out of the Fields trade and keep bolstering this team. I still think that, you know, they could go wide receiver at nine, but they really got to get the infrastructure of this team in good shape as well. And like I said, it's a tough division. So I'll be fascinated to see if what ends up happening. I don't know. It's one of these great debates that until we hear, I think we'll be lingering all offseason.
And when you say trade candidate, you don't mean Trung candidate, the former Rams.
That's right.
How about that? All right, the Jets are 24. Look, if Aaron Rodgers plays well and he's healthy again, they could be a lot higher some point next year.
Yeah, it's a risky, obviously, proposition, rolling it back, right? What you wanted to do was, like, last year was a giant false start. Now, you know, Rodgers coming off the Achilles, I know he was practicing at the end of the year and looks to be on a good track health-wise, but it's going to be 41 in December. Like, that's something they have to factor in. And Woody Johnson said it, they need a backup quarterback. So sorry, Zach. Sorry, Trevor Siemian, whoever's still on the roster. They need somebody else behind Rodgers. Is that a rookie? Is that a veteran? You know, how they handle that. I mean, so much pressure on Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas right now to get the right formula while using the same template they did last year. I just think there's a lot of risk there, but if it works, praise to them, and they deserve their flowers.
Yeah, the second overall pick in the draft, Zach Wilson, and Woody Johnson said on the red carpet, we didn't have a backup quarterback last year. Oh, boy. All right, the end of the rankings. We have some final numbers here for you. The bottom of the barrel, the Chargers with the new head coach. They'd be moving up. The Titans, the Falcons, the Giants, the Cardinals, the Patriots at 30. Aye. The Commanders, and then the Carolina Panthers. Hey, Eric, you're a saint. You're writing the long article every week and then allowing me to sit here and poke holes in it. Thank you for everything you do. Appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you to you. And thanks for all our viewers this year. It was a Absolutely. Pleasure. I love doing the power rankings, and I hope to do it again next year. Thanks for just doing it. Thank you.
If you watched us on the Fast Channel on the TV, thank you to you. If you listen to us on the podcast, hey, keep subscribing. We're going to come back in the offseason, do other episodes, draft, whatever. I'm Andrew. That's Eric. Bye-bye.
NFL Power Rankings is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.